Cherub. Kirk swept his hands through the air as he searched for her. Where are you?
I'm right here. She twirled around again. I love this place.
As soon as I stumbled upon it, I felt as if I'd come home. There's a secluded bay very similar to this one at Loch Shin, a place I'm often drawn to, and a place that's only a few hours' drive from my home at Ivanson Castle.
He glanced at the sand she'd kicked up, then followed her movement and caught her in his arms. His hand slid underneath the flapping sides of her cloak and around her back. Caressing her, he swept down her sides and over her waist. A grin lifted his lips.
You're wearing a silk gown. What colour?
The gown is white, as is my cape. 'Tis one of my favourite colours. Have you truly been drawn to Loch Shin?
She raised her hands to the glittering jewel of the darkened sky above and leaned back, allowing him to take her full weight as she did.
During these past 5 years, my search for you has only ever led me in and around that area, more times than not to a place called Angel Bay along the loch's shores. Is that place special to you at all?
Oh my!
The home she'd built and considered a base rested high on the cliffs overlooking Angel Bay.
Is that an eye?
He sank to the sand and took her with him as he laid down.
I...
Speaking a mistruth to him tore at her. Instead, she tucked one errant lock of his hair behind his ear and said,
I enjoy visiting Angel Bay, just as I enjoy visiting this place. Both bring me comfort, as well as allow me to walk the shoreline in complete seclusion.
Why do I feel as if you're not quite telling me the whole truth?
He removed his sword belt, set it beside him, then with his warm hands on her hips, brought her back against him. Gently, he smoothed one hand along her outer thigh, then tucked her top leg snugly between his leather-clad legs, their bodies in complete alignment from head to toe. She wasn't surprised by his move, or his need to hold her close. Those who were soul-bound required touch on a deeper level to most. He skimmed up her arm and swept one finger along her gown's low-cut neckline.
Can you explain a little more?
Nay, I dinna wish to encourage your pursuit, and explaining more will do so.
Ha! He chuckled. You're my mate, the one woman I will always pursue, and there is nothing you can say or do to cease that encouragement.
He caught her cheeks in his hands and traced his thumbs under her eyes and over her nose. He smoothed along her jaw, over her chin, then slowly delved across her lips. His breath stuttered and he leaned in, pressed his forehead against hers.
You have the smoothest, softest skin.
I have not aged past my 20th year, even though I've lived over 1,000 years.
A gentle sea breeze whispered around them, lifted his shirt hem and gave her a glimpse of his tanned abs. His black pants hung low on his hips and the leather clung to his powerful thighs. She lifted her gaze back to his and almost drowned in the deep desire reflecting back at her. She palmed his chest, his heart thundering under her hand. A simple walk was leading to so much more. More she couldn't currently turn away from.